Good morning to you all. It's so good to see you in the Lord's house on this first Sunday of the new year. And we want to say happy 2012 to all of you. As we begin this new year, I thought it would be good to share with you some verses from Joshua chapter 5, when the children of Israel, after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, had finally got into the promised land. In Joshua chapter 5, the Bible says that there was a time to end something and begin something new. And it was at the beginning of their new year. In Israel, the beginning of their new year is mid-March to mid-April. That's their new year period of time. And it's right in the middle of their spring, whenever the crops have been planted and things are going good. And the Bible says in verse 11 of Joshua 5, "And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day." And listen, "and the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year." There was a transition that had to take place. For 40 plus years, the children of Israel had what to eat every morning, except on the Sabbath. The Lord did not provide them with that. They had to save enough from the previous day to make it over to Sunday. But God had provided them with manna. All those years of wandering, all those years of watching people die, as they died off, a whole generation died off in the wilderness, God faithfully provided them. But once they got into the promised land, they ate, the Bible says, of the old corn, that which naturally grew in the land that had not been planted or seed that had grown up. They ate of that. But then that next year, no manna, they lived simply off of what God provided through the ground. And I thought of that. This was not just a transition of food. This was a transition of faith. Now think about that. Every morning you go out and you pick up manna. Every morning you go out and you pick up manna. And you do this for 40 plus years. God faithfully, every day, makes sure that there's manna out there. Then he says, all right, now we're in the promised land. I'm ending the manna. Now what does our heart naturally do at that particular point? What? What? Now they didn't like the manna to start with, did they? Boy, they complained. Oh, I wish we could go back to Egypt. Boy, we just loved the fish and the leeks and the onions. Boy, that was great. They didn't like the manna. But now, 40 plus years of manna, and it's gone. Now they went out every day, and God was faithful. Now they had to go out and plant the seed and grow their own food. Now, would God still be faithful? Now I want you to see the answer. "And they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year." Specific. That year. Not they had to wait 4 or 5 years till the crops started coming in. That year, the land produced its fruit and they had their needs provided for, trusting in the same God that had put the manna out on the grass in the morning for 40 plus years. Now folks, as we enter into this new year, many times God calls upon us to transition in our faith. Transition. Sometimes God calls us to go through some tough times. Sometimes God will cut off the manna and say, all right, trust me now to provide in another way. Let me ask you, can we trust God this year to take care of us? Well, he provided the manna. If he chooses not to provide it through manna, he can provide it through what? Another way. This may be a very stark year of transitions. I don't know what lies before us. I don't have any idea of what is on God's calendar. I know 2011 was a pretty tough year, was it not? A lot of things happened in 2011, and I don't have any idea what lies before us in 2012. But I do know that there is a constant. There is a constant, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And though the manna stopped, 40 plus years of manna, it stopped in the new year, and as they went forward, God provided food in another way. Let me ask you this morning, as we have entered into this new year, are you willing to trust God in the transitions of 2012? I don't know what they're going to be. I don't know what lies before us. But the manna may end, and something else may begin. But who's our constant? It's Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let us all, this day forward, no matter what you've done in the past, this day forward, let's trust Him. And as it says here, they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. And I believe you and I can eat of the fruit of God's blessings this year if we'll just trust Him. If we'll rest in Him, He will take care of each and every one of us.